Enjoy brilliant sound your way on Sonos. Play a movie in your living room, a podcast in your bedroom, and music in the kitchen. Then take the sound outside to your garden. Listen to what you want, where you want, how you want, with a Sonos sound system created by you. Discover more at Sonos.com.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallant. The Bay Area betches, betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Joey Grant.
The Grandmaster.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters.
And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is a cartoon. You can watch on YouTube. I've heard of that site, I hope. And joining me is the wonderful and hilarious and lovely Ronnie Karam. What's going on, Ronnie?
Hi.
Hi. We are so excited because it's Orange County Day, so we're going to recap that. And so much is going on with the podcast. We just announced this morning that we're going to Austin, Texas, where we had two of our most iconic shows ever. We did one of our very first live shows there several years ago. We called it Crap by Crap West. So this will be Crap by Crap West, too. So we're really excited. We're going to the North Door. It's actually a pretty small venue. The pre-sale is happening now. And the reason why I say it's a small venue is because there's not going to be a lot of tickets. So if you want to come see us, the tickets go on sale this Friday, October 4th, but the pre-sale is going on now for Patreon members, so be sure to get your tickets because, again, this is a pretty small venue. And then the very next day, we're going to Houston, so it's going to be a big Texas weekend for the two of us, which is awesome. And then next weekend, we are having a big Atlanta weekend. We are going to Atlanta, Georgia, going back to City Winery. We're doing two shows in one night. The first show, we're recapping Real Housewives of Dallas. The second show, we are recapping a classic, super classic New York episode. That's right, Real Housewives of New York. We're recapping the Ray episode. We call it the Ray episode, Season 8, Episode 7. It's the episode where Ray made his one and only appearance and said, "He's trash! Trash!" It's also the episode where Bethany sat down with Sonia Morgan and said, "You know what? You got a cheetah brand. You're a cheetah brand. You know, you're never going to get anywhere in business. Okay, you're stupid. You're a slut. I hate you. Get out of here." Okay?
Oh, my God. I don't think that was one of the most enraging episodes I've ever watched. It took me like 2 years to get over that episode with Bethany. I was furious.
It was absolutely. I remember watching that episode and feeling like it was just immediately one of the best episodes that New York has ever given us. And so we're really excited to do that in Atlanta. Live. It's going to be huge. Also, by the way, I'm still in New York. I'm recording out of my childhood bedroom. So if there are weird Skype issues, blame rural Westchester, New York. So that's what you could do. So I'm sorry, by the way, if there's weird connections or if the video is choppy because we're doing Crappens on demand, you could do that at patreon.com/watchforcrappens. And also, real quickly, let me just go through more of these concert dates real quick. Concert. Oh, my God. What am I, some cabaret star?
All right, Taylor.
So here are the other shows. We're going to Chapel Hill, Richmond, Virginia, Tampa, Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Indianapolis, Chicago, New York, St. Louis, Philadelphia, Denver, Seattle. We got our big Golden Crappies Award show in LA in the new year, Detroit, Columbus, and as we said, Austin and Houston. Go to watchcrappins.com for get those tickets. It's just amazing. And the other thing, Ronnie, tell everyone
what
the big news.
Oh, we finally have new merch, and it's Real Housewives of Orange County themed. So we've got tons of new stuff, and Dallas, but yeah, mostly we've got a ton of stuff. So first is the Shannon Boldore shirt, and you can also get that as tights, as leggings, because, you know, it was on the show tonight. They had leggings with their faces on them. So if you want your own leggings with Shannon's face with the bowl on her head, go for it. We also have coffee cups now and mugs and water bottles and stuff. We've also got a twerp shirt, a dork shirt. And a taco salad shirt. So those are all up over at crappinsmerch.com. They're a limited time, okay? It's taken us a long time to get a new one up. So go get those now.
Yeah.
Okay?
So that's all the housekeeping for today's episode. When all else fails, go to watchcrappins.com. And now let us turn our attention to Orange County, where these women are still at the Miraval Resort, where it feels like they've been there for like 5 weeks, and it's just been excellent. I've just been relishing in it. And we are back in this Tucson adventure at the Wellness Retreat. And this week, the producers decide to sort of like jazz it up a little bit, because instead of doing the typical like previously on Orange County, they have this like Inception music where it's like wham, wham, you know, like previously when downtown Los Angeles was decimated by robots. Wham.
I know, just blurry pictures of Vicky's face changing over the years. Like Vicky and Tamara's new faces, like coming in and out. It's like the Inception of face.
Vicky's face,
face
is
off
just
in Inception all together.
Brian Austin Green. Yeah. Not Brian Austin Green. What's his face? Just floating through the hallway of Vicky's face. What's his name again?
Leonardo DiCaprio?
No, not the one who I said was Brian Austin Green, but isn't Brian Austin Green Brian Gordon Levitt? Jason Gordon Levitt? Someone Gordon
Levitt.
People
with that many names can just fuck off. I'm never going to remember that many names. That's like name privilege, okay? I'm not going to sit here and learn all your names. Pick a name.
meanwhile, as we like recite like every single date for like every single day, expecting people to remember our show dates. I keep saying concerts. Whoa, what a sense of entitlement do I have, okay?
No, we don't expect people to remember. That's why we repeat it over and over again.
That's
we
true.
Know you ain't going to remember.
Yes. So anyway, so it's like 20 hours earlier, and then we just see Shannon, seeing them all get off the bus or whatever, and like, oh, we're so excited to be here. We're just going to get well. This is going to be great. 18 hours earlier. Dong! 15 hours earlier.
My eye is a little blue. I can only see out of one eye. And when I take my hand off of it, I can see. But when I have my hand over my eye, I can't see out of it. What?
I know. They're like 18 hours earlier. Oh, my bowl. 17 hours earlier. Oh, my eye. 16 hours earlier. My elbow fell off. 15 hours earlier. Where's my feet? I've lost my toe. It's like every hour something
later,
new is wrong with Shannon.
I can't believe they shipped me off to the planet Venus. I can't live here. I only have 3 hours left to live in these inhospitable conditions.
4 hours earlier, Shannon's floating around like Sandra Bullock in that space movie where she's just all alone in space.
Do I miss
George
Clooney?
Where is George Clooney?
The only reason why I survived all those asteroids is because I was laughing, and every time I laughed, one would go right over my head.
I avoided that space junk.
I guess that space junk is as interested in me as David is. Great. Not even inanimate objects floating through space want to decapitate
me. That space junk saw me, was about to hit me, and then it saw another woman who was blonde walking on the space beach and chased her instead. Great.
You know, maybe if you had fixed that chandelier, I would be better at going from a high elevation, a.k.a. space, to Earth.
Shannon's fucking Bluetooth chandelier. I'll never forget that.
She took a chandelier into space and then got stranded there.
David, I'm on the chandelier and I don't know how to get back to Earth.
By the way, have I mentioned that we're recording this at night? Okay, so this is an extraordinarily loopy podcast today.
It is. Sorry. Soups loops. Yeah, because I'm flying tomorrow. Okay. Oh, You know what? Since we barely even got into the episode, I have something that's like relevant to tonight's episode, what we're talking about, and to our podcast, which is nice. Mm-hmm. 2 hours ago on social media, guess what Tamra Judge posted on her Instagram?
What?
Well, let me back it up. In case you haven't been listening to this show for the past week, for some reason, there have been some like repeated derogatory references to Temecula, California. You know, I've basically likened it to the Mackenzie Childs of California, which is so rude because it's like a perfectly beautiful place. But I'm like making, I had some rant where I was like, who goes to Temecula? Like, that's where the worst wine is. You know, I had like a moment where I was like railing on Temecula, right? Really rude. Yeah. And I'm sorry to the Temeculans, but I did that and I own it. But I ultimately was sort of like, though, but you know, like if you're going to get wine in California, you go to like Santa Barbara or Napa. 2 hours ago on Tamra Judge's Instagram. Need recommendations planning a girl's wine tasting trip to Temecula.
Of course you are in your black and white checkered car, probably.
Yes, of course you are. Of course you are. I'm not even that mad at Temecula, but I feel like Temecula is now trying to find ways to make me mad at it. I feel like Temecula is the Vicky to my Kelly.
I know. Well, I was feeling guilty all week because people are like, why are you guys dogging on Temecula? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I've literally never been there. It's just a funny name and I'm an ignorant person, you know? But this gives me reason. Now I have a reason. Fuck off, Temecula, okay? Either you put up a wall to keep Tamra out, or I don't believe in you.
That being said, Temecula has an amazing corn maze, although I feel like they stopped doing it. Maybe that's why I have this anger towards Temecula, because they stopped doing the corn maze that I like. I don't know. Wow. I've got to research that, because I made the trek down there for the corn maze. I did.
The corn maze. Oh, gosh. A lot of people are allergic to corn now, okay, and gluten, and lots of things. They're going to have, like, gluten-free mazes now that you got to go to.
Whoa. Gluten-free maze? I don't even want to involve myself with that, okay?
Okay, so we're back in that little area on the bench after, I guess, they were hanging upside down for that yoga or whatever fucking crazy housewives bullshit they were doing.
Yeah.
And they're in the middle of that fight where Vicky's like, what'd I do? What'd I say? And Kelly's like, really? Vicky's like, you're lying again. You're a liar, Kelly. Kelly, you're a liar. You're lying again. You're lying again, liar pets. Okay. Liar, pats on fire. Whoa. Wait. You're my Jim Carrey movie, right? You're my favorite Jim Carrey movie right now. Liar, okay.
From zero to hero. Zero to hero. Okay. Liar.
And Kelly just responds as Kelly would. You're a fucking whack job! And leaves.
And she basically storms off. So she storms off because she just can't deal with Vicky anymore. And Vicky's like, I mean, you know, she's got a bad reputation because of her, not because of me, okay? It's because of her that why she has a bad reputation. I mean, she can't even go to her daughter's school. Yeah, that's right. And I'm not making up that rumor. I'm just repeating it and ruining her reputation with it. But she's the reason why her reputation's ruined, okay?
And then everyone's shocked that Vicky would say something like that. And Tamara's doing this thing where she's like, puts her hard-ass tongue against her lip. She's like...
Yeah, she's like, do I have a canker?
She's like just touching each side of her lips.
And then the straw, and then the straw. And basically everyone looks at Vicky like, we're not going to indulge in this. Like, this is ridiculous. It's Vicky once again coming up with bullshit. So everyone's like, we are not going to touch this. So of course Tamra says, what do you mean she can't go to a daughter's school? I'm gonna keep it alive.
You mean she actually can't step on the property of the school? Like, what are you saying? She can't go to the school?
Like, you know what? Here's what. And she just moves her mouth and blinks her eyes a lot. She's like,
She sort of starts like, she's like, starts stammering.
What I do?
She's stammering incessantly, but not making any noise at the same time. So she's like pantomiming stammering. She's like, yeah. It's almost like a goldfish.
And her eyes
fast
are
forward.
Just blink, 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 blink. A goldfish. Yeah, it's like a camera just sitting on a goldfish tank and then being fast forwarded. And Emily's like,
Do you actually know what she did? Like, what are you saying, Vicky?
And Vicky goes, oh my god, I don't even know. It's schematics. Okay, schematics.
Just schematics. Okay, let's just say that. I'm like, you found some blueprint of the school, mate, and the school has like a zone that's like an anti-Kelly zone. What do you mean schematics? That doesn't make sense.
The point is, I didn't ruin her reputation, okay? I didn't ruin her reputation. I didn't do it! I didn't do it! So then we go to Kelly, who's angrily ordering. Only Kelly could angrily order buffalo Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. She's in her villa, and she's like, I want some buffalo Brussels sprouts. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I do.
So Emily comes over, and Emily's like, hi, why would you scare me at the door like that? I'm already on edge. Like, Emily should be on commercials for Xanax, because I've never seen... And then, you know, like, when you're coming down from Xanax and you need more, and then you're just angry? Like, when she threatened to kill people? That's what Emily's like. And, you know, I relate. So anyway, they try to scare her. She's like, I'm so scared. Why would you do that? So, by the way, guess what Vicky just said about you?
Yeah. She goes, so Vicky said that you're not even allowed on Jolie's school. And Kelly goes, I'm too. Is she insane? She's an insane person. She's an insane person right now, Madison. She's an insane person. She just segues into Austin.
Like grabbing her neck. Yeah. You want me to call the school? You want me to call him? I'm going to call Jolie school. Michael. I love that she still calls Michael whenever something blows up. She still calls. He's still on speed dial. So yeah. She's like, Michael, Buffalo Brussels sprouts. Am I allowed to go to Jolie school? Am I allowed?
He's like, no, you're absolutely allowed to go into Jolie's school. Vicky says I'm not allowed to go into Jolie's school. She's such a fucking psychopath. She's insane. She's insane right now. Where are those fucking Buffalo Brussels sprouts? Are they from Buffalo or from Brussels? I don't even know anymore. She's fucking ruining my reputation.
And he's always sounding like he's got a gun to his head when he's called to the stand in a Kelly phone trial. He's like,
yeah.
You have absolutely no issue being around Jolie or her school or anywhere that Jolie is located at any moment of the day. Please don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me.
He's basically like a DMV phone menu at this point. He's like, to agree that you did the right thing, press 1. Beep. You did the right thing. For more, press 0. Beep. And I support you. For more, press 0. Beep.
You did absolutely nothing wrong to verbally assault me, even though we have been divorced for over a year. Press 9.
Bloop.
Whoa, Brussels sprouts! Oh! So we cut back to the other girls, and Tamara's like, Vicka, you can't say that, Vicka. You can't, Vicka. Look at me, I'm good Tamara, Jesus. You cannot say things like that, Vicky.
Hard tongue.
And so Vicky's like, well, there was a lady sitting next to me, okay? And there was a lady, it was a hairdresser, okay? And the lady was sitting next to me, and the daughter goes to school with Jolie, and she was next to me getting her hair done, and she said it. She said, Kelly's not nice, okay? And I didn't tell anybody that. Did I tell anybody that.
I was at the hairdresser, and this woman, she looked me right in the eye, and she said, Vicky, you're awesome. Kelly can't even walk on the ground where Jolie is in school, and you're great, and your hair is great. It's like, Vicky, were you just looking in the mirror at the hair salon? You were just talking to yourself, weren't you?
Because like, I was next to a lady in a salon, and she said, drink a juice, Shelby. And I was like, drink a juice, Shelby. I mean, that's just steel magnolias now, Vicky, okay? Come on.
It's like, no, you didn't get the juice. Get a job. Get off the floor. I haven't even seen steel magnolias, but you reference it so much that I've figured it out.
Have you still not seen Steel Magnolia? I'm at this point, I'm just fucking with you because I know you still haven't seen it.
Can we just watch it the next time we go on a little trip? We can watch it in Atlanta.
Yes, we'll press play at the same time and we'll just like laugh at each other on the plane
until we cry. Oh, I'm afraid.
Until
I'm afraid to watch it on a plane. I don't know if I'm an easy crier as it is, and then you're when you're in the air, you're an even easier crier. So then I need Steel Magnolias on it.
Like, yeah, I sob every time. it'll be fun. But most of it's not sobby. It's mostly hilarious.
Okay,
so Vicky's, Tamara's like, how could she set off Bob's like that? And then she's like, what? And she goes, you can't repeat everything you hear about, okay? If you're not sick, if you're not hearing it, if you're not sick to hear it, you can't repeat it.
Were you in Bass Lake? Was there a train? A train to Bass Lake? You can't repeat everything you hear, Vicky, okay? Were you in Bass Lake? I heard you in Bass Lake.
best egg.
So now Kelly is eating said Buffalo sprouts or Buffalo Brussels sprouts. And she's angrily Mark eating Ruffalo while sprouts. She calls Shannon. Mark Ruffalo sprouts. Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
I know.
And I like Mark Ruffalo, but who wants to eat him?
Well,
nobody.
My cousin told me a story about Mark Ruffalo this weekend, and it changed my opinion, I have to say. But I'm not going to get into it right now.
Is he a douchebag in real life?
My cousin had an altercation with him, apparently. So, I don't know. I don't know if...
If you didn't say it yourself, or if you didn't hear it yourself...
Why are you repeating things about Mark Ruffalo? Okay? Don't repeat things about Mark Ruffalo.
Stop ruining Mark Ruffalo's life. You guys, Mark Ruffalo is not allowed to go to school where Jolie is. Okay?
It's Mark Ruffalo does trains. That's what he does. He literally does trains, which is going to be a new movie for Pixar, I bet. It's going to call Trains with Mark Ruffalo. And my cousin was mad. My cousin wants to be in it. There it is. There's the whole story. Just kidding.
Wow, you just downed your cousin and Mark Ruffalo and trains.
I just ruined everything.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Question a lonely old man and his desire to be left alone. Question why he disguises himself as a woman. Question how and why his wife went missing. Question the death of his neighbor. Question the court's verdict. Question his desire for a TV interview. Admission of guilt or a cry for help. Question everything. The Jinx, the life and deaths of Robert Durst. Watch it now on Sky Crime, the new home of true crime.
So Kelly's angrily eating as she calls Shannon and she's like, so Emily tells me what Vicky said. Is she insane? How the hell did she get you to say that?
How the hell did she say she's not my woman?
And Shannon's like, well, she said it happened a long time ago in the past. At least that's what I think I can remember that she said, because I'm undergoing a severe
concussion and I've lost my ability to have short-term memory. I'm the fish from Finding Nemo. That's what I am right now. I'm Dory. Hi.
She's such a goddamn liar. I'm so mad that you brought her here. I mean, she can't even stop. It's like the minute I leave, she just makes up lies. Wow. She goes that.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Vicky's just sitting on the floor of the villa listening because it's all on speaker. She's going, wow.
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 Wow. Wow. Wow. Tell her to leave me alone.
Just tell her to leave me alone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess
Vicky
she can't.
You tell her to leave me alone.
Has a court order.
So Tamara's like, I told her. And Kelly's like, what's next? Am I a murderer? Go ahead. And she just keeps furiously eating those Brussels sprouts while she yells. Yeah. And it just reminds me of when people are like staring at a cereal box while they're eating cereal. That's just what Kelly does. She eats cereal. She just calls people and yells at them.
That is such a good observation. She has an invisible cereal box in front of her. It's like when you sit there and you eat it, but you're reading some stupid shit on the back of the box. And you're like, why am I reading this? Why can't they give me better content? And the maze is always way too easy. Corn mazes.
Yeah.
Am I? Mario Sudamiglaxamate? God!
God! So now Tamara has the phone, and she's like, we all told Vicky she can't say those things. She can't say things like schematics and school. Anything that starts with SCH. We're like, stop it. Stop it. And, you know, Kelly's just going nuts. She's like, what are you stupid? She's a dork. So then Tamara, of course, just gives the phone to Vicky, which, of course, is going to escalate the situation.
Yeah, because Kelly's like, she's a psycho! And Vicky goes, Kelly, I'm not psycho, okay? She goes, you are psycho! You lying pig bitch cut fitness! You are a liar!
And she just hangs up and just gives Vicky a strong case of the... Get a job. Someone got a job? Anyone got a job? No jobs.
You're stupid. Shut up, Gretchen.
Are you okay with this friend, Tamara? I'm sorry, Tamara. You gotta pick sides. I'm sorry. You gotta pick sides, okay? It's me or her.
And Tamara's like, I'm not picking sides. You're the one who said it, Vicky. I'm not picking sides. She's like, I'm not picking sides. You're picking sides. Someone's gotta pick sides. Shannon's like, ha, 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 la. Look at this trip all ruined. And Vicky says, what? And you know what? Why would Emily do that? Why would she go back and tell her? I mean, that's repeating things. I would never repeat something like that my girlfriend said. Tamara just screams, you just did, Vicky! Jesus! So fine is about you repeating.
I thought it was okay to pile onto Emily. No? Not anymore? What happened? What changed?
Yeah. Would it be nice to Emily today? Okay. Could someone update me? Okay. I'm out of here 2 hours.
So. Tamara's like, I'm so sick of being stuck in the middle. I'm like, if you're always stuck in the middle, chances are you're always putting yourself in the middle there. Madame Temecula. And then, doesn't even know. I don't even know what that means. But
Madame Temecula. Like I'll go with that.
It feels withering. Yeah,
it feels like a wine created from a very dry, dry vine.
Madame Temecula. So when I went to Temecula, so I went to the corn maze, and then afterwards I went wine tasting because I was like, well, I'm done with the corn maze. Like, there's supposed to be wineries around here. So I went to one of those wineries, and it's like shaped to be like a medieval Gothic sanctuary, but like it's got like goblins and gnomes and crystal balls in it. I was like, this, stop it. Stop it, Temecula. Stop it.
Yeah, stop, Temecula. Stop Don't it to Tamara's
this.
Everywhere.
Don't do this. You know, Tamara's going to be like, this is so classy.
So Emily's like, Emily goes to the other house and she's like, well, oh no, she's still over there. And she's like,
maybe I shouldn't have said anything. I didn't want to upset you. I just wanted to know if it was true.
And they're like, listen, it's going to get out anyway. Sort of like Shane when he sees that you're home. He's just going to get out of there, okay? So then Lo from Laguna Beach comes by with Bloody Marys. I was like, that's so good to see her again. I was really happy.
Oh my God, she did have Lo face.
She was totally Lo. Like, that is Lo. Lo was there. She's like, well, I tried my hand at Hollywood and then didn't work out. So I'm back in Orange County and now I'm serving you guys Bloody Marys and tacos.
Yeah, it's like, hey guys, I got your Bloody Marys. Like, hi Lo. And Kelly goes, that's my jam. That's my jam. So they start talking about like.
No, it's, you know what, it's. I was about to make a really bad observation, and I think that the Skype connection issue sort of saved all of us from it. So it's okay. We'll move forward.
Well, now you have to say it. I mean, what the hell? Now we're all going to like be wondering what the hell you were trying to observe.
Okay, fine. My observation was, didn't it look like it was annoyingly cold in the villas? Like it felt like, it reminded me of like when you're in someone's house, you're like, why is it that it's just so cold in here? Why can't we turn the heat up just a little bit, you know?
Yeah, well, because people like hippies are always trying to save the earth so they don't turn on like air conditioning or heating, you know? It's like, oh, I'm saving the earth. Like, how about stop dropping babies, okay? That's the biggest pollutant ever, okay? Baby dropper. As someone without children, that's like my only response to littering. I'm like, you litter. You had a child, okay?
True, children create the most litter of all.
Human beings create the most litter of all. So, Emily, yeah, so they're just talking about what an asshole Vicky is. And Bronwyn's like, are you going to the beehive thing? Which, of course,
I was like,
they
why are you dragging Beyonce into this? So, Kelly's not going to go because they're going to do some sort of urban beekeeping. Oh, I guess it's not urban. Sorry, it's just regular beekeeping. And,
regular beekeeping.
Just classic rural beekeeping, the kind you would see in Temecula, except in Temecula, they probably are keeping a bunch of wasps. And they're like, look at the honey we made. Like, you didn't make honey. You just have a bunch of wasps there, and I'm getting stung.
I know. Temecula is just like a big fly pit. They're like, look at the bees. Those are flies, Temecula.
Those are flies. That's a landfill. Okay. They do not make honey. They're decomposing things.
Yeah. They're like, it's the Grand Canyon. That is a landfill. Stop.
Just fucking dragging Temecula.
Poor
right
Temecula.
Through.
Just, yeah, I've never been to you, Temecula.
Tamara's
Next
fault.
Live show, Temecula. Where we finally get dismembered limb by limb by the crowd.
Of beekeepers. So
they all go to Shannon's villa to meet for this beekeeping thing. And Shannon's like, you guys aren't wearing the leggings. I sent you all the text. We're going to have fun with the leggings that I bought. Look at me with my tight little smile saying totally happy and not angry at all. Leggings.
We are a group of friends. And if you're sad, if you're having a fight with someone, get over it, okay? Just like the way I got over the fact that I have permanent vision loss in my left eye due to having an anvil dropped on my head by Kelly Dodd. And honestly, I have to walk around with an armadillo, a guide armadillo, a guide adillo. That's what they call it. And they make fun of me. They see me walking down the street with the armadillo, and I want to fight. But then I lose my balance, and the armadillo has to save me. You think I like that? You think I like that? My emotional support armadillo.
practice. Me and my heart-shelled little friend. So Kelly is missing because she's naked in the jacuzzi back home. And Bronwyn's like, she's just going to jacuzzi and read a book, guys. And I was like, I'm dying to see what book Kelly is reading. Because you know that Kelly is that girl who's been reading Gone Girl for 19 years. You know?
Like, so stupid. She left. So stupid.
Who did it? I even forgot what was happening in this. What's going on in this book? Oh. But no, she's just like naked in the thing. So they see the beehive guy, the beehive keeper guy, and Tamara's like, it's hot. Yeah, it's hot. Let's sexually abuse him. Let's sexually harass the beekeeper bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, hi. And his name is Noel, and he's like, well, the name of the game today is No Exposed Skin. Wah, wah, wah. Because he sort of laughs like Krusty the Clown. It's my attempt at a Krusty the Clown / Noel laugh. So the name of the game today is No Exposed Skin.
Well, that should not be a problem for me, because I am dressed head to toe. Because I still have some problem areas that I'm working on because of Vicky Gunvalson.
Which I've forgotten all about. Because that's what you do with your friends. So Tamara's like, hey, Mr. Beekeeper. And then Shannon gets her tight smile.
Yeah.
She's like, does. Ooh. She's like, oh, well, well, he's pretty good looking. Hello, I'm Shannon Pedor. Hello, totally natural smile.
Totally natural. Here. Can I act fine? Yes, no, I do enjoy a sugary sauce at a gastropub. I do enjoy that. No, I'm just a cool laid-back gal.
He's like, well, welcome. Few nuts and bolts things to talk about. Shut up, Noel.
Yeah.
And Tamara's like, to be named the best. And he's like, yeah, no skin, whatever. Yeah, so then Shannon goes, I like him. He's funny. I was like, he's funny.
I'm like, he didn't crack a single joke, but fine.
Yeah. And Tamara's like, are you single, Noel? It's like, he has no in his name, Tamara. Leave him alone.
Okay. So Shannon's like,
all I said was I think he's funny. I like him. I like his style. All I want to do is just like jump into bed with him and say, David. Oh, wait, did I say that out loud? I don't know. It's the brain injury. I can't help it.
We'll talk about this later, bitch, when the seats are off. And she's like, yeah, head sweat, head toss with honey. So Shannon, of course, they put on their bee suits, and Shannon's like, ha, my zipper is broken. Look, I have exposed area. Noel.
40 to 50 negative thoughts about bees stinging me. Noel, save me. Oh, God.
Oh, God. So they do bee things, and he explains bees and how there's drone bees, and he's like, if you really knew what it was like, blah, to see what being the queen bee is like, you would not want to be the queen bee, because really all she does is lay eggs. And I couldn't believe that everyone didn't just stop and stare at Bronwyn for a minute. She has seven children, okay? If anyone gets this, Bronwyn is totally into this.
Somewhere, like, it's not as bad as it sounds. Yeah. So, yeah. So he's like, this is what happens, okay? The queen bee, she goes, like, in, like, the first day or two after that she's been born, she goes flying up in the air, and then, like, she winds up taking 30 to 40 mates that have sex with her. And Tamara goes, she pulls a train. I was like, oh, my God, you're even slut-shaming the queen bee?
Bitrim. So apparently the queen bee goes up and mates with all these drone bees, and he's like, and if you mate with a drone bee, it's the last thing you'll ever do, because she just rips it right off. I was like, so they're basically little Tamara bees.
I was going to say, talk to Steve Lodge about that.
So then we go After the Bees, the name of my new album, After the Bees.
The Bees 52.
So they're going to go... Sneeze.
I'm going to turn off my microphone for this moment.
Well, I'm going to turn off my microphone to say.
Did you guys hear it? Did you guys hear the sneeze?
No, you turned off your microphone. You're a kind person.
But if you watch this on Crap Is On Demand, you got to see it.
Wow. Well, that's sure worth the money.
One of those subscriber perks. One of those subscriber perks. Watching me sneeze.
Where was I tapping? Tap.
So back in the hot tub, Kelly is calling Jolie, and she's like, can you hear me? Look at me. I'm naked in Arizona. Whoa, look. Look at this. Amazing. Jolie's like, cool, Mom. Is there anything important to talk about? She's like, yeah, Vicky's being an asshole. She said I can't go to your school.
She's like, Mom, that's ridiculous. Of course you can come to my school. It's just the drama classes you're not allowed to come to, but only because you ridicule everyone in them, and people are sensitive. Well, they're all dorks. Mom, we're all dorks. Why would you even want to do that?
You can come to my school. Don't. But you can if you wanted to. She's like, whoa, look at me. I'm naked. I'm just kicking it live, bro. Just kicking it live, bro. Yo, I'm kicking it. She's like, can I go now? Why do I have to be on camera again?
I have to get back to rehearsal for the Music Man. I thought you were taking tennis classes. Yeah. I'm going back to Yvonne Lendl tennis right now. Oh, you better.
So she just walked. Kelly's just like bored because she has no one to talk to or anything to do. So she just walks around the hot tub and she goes, oh, yeah. This feels good right here. I have a jet right on my vagina. Oh, yeah.
So now back over with beekeeping. Everyone's ready to go back to their villas, but Gina wants Emily to stay back and chat with her. And she's like, you know what? I apologize for saying mean things to you. You know, I said a lot of mean things to a lot of people at the wellness retreat, but that's only because no one gave me a pillow that said wellness. Otherwise, I would have been nicer. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Gina, still taking zero responsibility in a different way. She's like, maybe if I take responsibility in a different tone, she'll get it.
Yeah.
So she's like, yeah, sorry, it's mean. And Emily was like, you were mean. She goes, well, I was just upset because you were, like, sharing your feelings with other people and not me. And she goes, but you were away. She's like, I was gone 3 days, Gina. Okay? Three days.
So Emily starts saying how she's like, about how, why the Vegas thing mattered to her. She was like, you know, when Shane was gone studying for the bar, which he definitely did not pass, that was, like, really hard. And then when he came back, it was even harder. And then when I realized this is the man I'm going to be spending the rest of my life with, that was even harder. So then when I went to Vegas and I danced for his dad and his mom, and then he showed up at the very tail end of it in a leather jacket, looking like he was having a midlife crisis, I was like, that was kind of nice. So, like, you missed that.
It was like 2 seconds and it wasn't hard. And Gina's just like bored because Emily's talking for more than 5 seconds at a time and it's not about Gina. Like, Gina's just kind of like, and she goes, I felt abandoned by you. And of course, Gina's answer is like, it's disturbing to me that she thinks I would abandon her. I know what abandonment feels like, and that's not it. It's like, okay.
So you were the one who started this whole fight because you felt like Emily wasn't there for you. So what are you talking about? Just your friend is saying that she felt like you weren't there for her, so be there for her, lady.
Yeah, she's lame. So dump her as a friend. That's
I won't
advice.
Ever leave you. I won't. I swear. I won't ever leave you, okay? I'm going to have an imaginary casita. It's going to be right next to you. It's going to be on wheels. Oh, wait. That's actually going to be my next house. Okay, yeah. It's going to be right next to you.
So now they're all getting ready for dinner. They're going to go make their own dinner, which is something I think is hilarious that they do on trips. Like, you're paying for this. So they're going to make their own dinner and drinking. And Bronwyn asked to borrow Kelly's lipstick.
Yeah. Yeah. And Kelly has like a $60 lipstick. She's like, I can't believe that's $60. Who made that? Estee Dork Lest Old Lauder? Sorry, that was awkward. Estee Dork Lauder. Didn't really work. But it actually seems like something Kelly might say.
Storp, you don't have herpes, do you? It's like, no, I don't even have a cold. You guys are much healthier than my children. She goes, I'm not. I'm sick in my head.
Meanwhile, sick in the head, how about Bronwyn? I think that she took a bath mat and she cut 2 holes in it and put it on around her body as a vest. I was like, you took that from the bathroom floor, didn't you, Bronwyn? I know you did. Don't even try to say it was from Anthropology, okay? That's from the bathroom floor.
It's the red carpet from Eileen's latest Burbank Film Festival debut. A couple holes in it. Remember when she walked the bath?
The bathroom
mat. We used to say that red carpet looked like a bathroom mat.
Oh, poor Eileen. But Eileen was actually on Watch What Happens Live last week recreating the Shannon Bador Bowl moment, which I was like, you know, this is why she gets her jobs. This is why she works.
Yeah, Lisa Vanderpump and her got in a Twitter fight. It was funny after
really?
That. Because apparently Andy asked her what she thought of Lisa Vanderpump quitting and not showing to the reunion. And she's like, it's a pussy move. And so Vanderpump was like, oh, really? Well, at least I quit and didn't get fired and refused to admit that I was fired. Sounds like a pussy move to me, Eileen. And I was like, whoa, Lisa. Stop letting Sessa tweet for you. Who are you right now?
Someone get John Sessa off of Lisa's Twitter. Lisa is,
and
like,
someone
she's
wrote,
so...
Someone wrote, so, you'll like this. Someone wrote back, oh, really, Eileen? Lisa Vanderpump has like 8 zillion retweets and 95 quadrillion likes, and you have like 20. And then Eileen responded, how meaningful.
I'm sorry, are retweets the same as Emmys? I'm just trying to remember. Are those contracts for soap operas that you've been working on for the past 40 years? I can't remember.
Oh my god, Beverly Hills, still just throwing it out there.
I'm ready for Eileen to come back.
Well, yeah, I think Vanderpump being bitchy with Eileen like that opens the door for Eileen to come back, because they're so mad at Vanderpump, they'll just do it to piss her off from afar. Yeah.
So anyway,
lipstick.
Yeah, so Kelly calls Brian up, and she's like, I'm going to have dinner with Vicky. Can you believe it? I'm having dinner with that dork. She's such a dork. And Brian's like, well, I'm having dinner with Riley, whoever that is. I don't know, but it's someone I'm sitting with. Probably a child of mine. Anyway, this Vicky stuff is just so silly. So silly, you know? And she's like, I know, but it's not silly. You know, it's just ruining my reputation. I mean, not that I have a reputation. I mean, I have no reputation. He goes, choo-choo, am I right? Choo-choo. Choo-choo.
He's hilarious. He's hilarious, guys. And Brian just goes, just be yourself. I said, okay, that negates all the advice you just gave. Yeah. You're like, don't let it get to you and stay calm. Be yourself. How does that make any sense? So they hang up, and Brian was like, you don't want to let her bring you down, okay? Now, if you're stressed out, just call Brian. That's all you need to do. Yeah. So in the other villa, they're getting ready to go, and Vicky's putting on makeup. And she's like, oh my god, look at me. I have brown under my eyes. I mean, what procedure do I need to do now? Because I have brown under my eyes. Okay. Yeah. What do I need to do?
Vicky, take the two donuts you put on your face earlier. Take them off. That's all you have to do. Oh, I forgot about the Krispy Kremes. Oh, delicious.
And Tamara tells her, well, I think it's being tired, that. It's just been tired. I mean, if you don't want to look like that, don't be tired. That's why I go to bed early, okay?
Meanwhile, later in the episode, she's like, to be a tres amigas, you have to stay up till 4 a.m. Also, yeah. Shannon has this like hilariously devastating comment where she goes, you know what happens to me if I'm exhausted? The only thing that wakes me up is a drink. So there's that. Yeah.
There's that. I'm just going to temporarily forget that last year I was sobbing and not able to breathe because someone suggested I might be an alcoholic because I was using alcohol to go to sleep. And it turns out now I'm using it to wake up, which, no. No.
Yeah. You know, you can't take what I'm saying seriously. I'm still having brain fever. That's all. Don't take it seriously. Don't use it against me in a court of law.
79 teeth fix. So Kelly is, same thing. Kelly's like, why would they bring Vicky? Blah. And Shannon's like, this is a trip. Let's not have any fights. Oh, isn't this funny? Look, we're all wearing Veronica Beard.
Veronica Beard. I love a designer who also solves crimes. I love that. Wow. Veronica Beard. So good. And look, we're all wearing with one that has three buttons, Tres Amigas with Tres buttons. And maybe like Benjamin Button, we'll get younger as we get older. David, did you hear that? I'm getting younger.
And she's the only one cracking up. Everyone's like, whatever, shut up, Shannon. It's like a person leading a kid's birthday party. It's like, isn't this fun, kids?
She was just waiting to use that Veronica Beard material.
Yeah. So Kelly's like, you know what? I just can't with Vicky. I just can't. Like, I will not. I cannot. That's persona non grata with that bitch.
Yeah. Persona non fucking grata with that bitch. And they're like, Bronwyn's like, why don't you do what I like to do with my mother and just smile and nod and cry on the inside? Just smile, nod, and cry. Okay, do that. She's like, no. So I can't say persona non fucking grata with that bitch? Like, no. What about persona non grata? No. Can I call it a C word? No.
So she practices smiling, nodding, and then flipping off with both fingers. Like, fuck you, that's how I talk, okay? So then Shannon is still screaming tequila over in the other room. They're all like, well, look at us partying. Where's the baby doll? Yeah, where's the little baby? Where is the baby? Who's not going to get mad that we're calling her baby, even though she just got mad that other people called her little sister, okay?
I was imagining Gina descending a staircase like, I remember in Greece, the beauty school dropout, didn't that take place like all in like this staircase sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
I'm just imagining when they say, where's baby girl? I'm just imagining Gina turning around and like coming down a staircase with Frankie Valli singing to her like, Casita school dropout.
That's me. Here I come, baby girl.
Driving school dropout. Just like never finishes
Uber operation required. Dropout.
So Kelly walks in with all the other girls, and she's doing that Grease thing, actually, now that you bring it up, where she's like the cool girl in school, just looking at Vicky like, I'm just talking to her. Bitch! And Gina's like, Kelly, are you dying? What is wrong with you? What's wrong with you right now? She's like, I have a migraine!
Look at me, it's Vicky G.
So Kelly is, they're all having champagne, and Tamara's like, oh my god, I'm gonna get my best friend Emily some champagne. Gotta show you I like ya.
Yeah, Tamara doesn't realize what she's opening up here, because she's thinking she's gonna make some funny banter, because at the end of last episode, Tamara and Emily resolved that they were going to like put their stuff aside and really try hard to become friends, and Emily would not be defensive and Tamara would be nicer. So Tamara, I think, is making a joke by saying, my best friend, and then Emily's like, yeah, my best friend, and then it's like pure hell for Tamara the rest of the night as Emily takes it to like level 50.
Yeah, Emily really goes hard.
I was like, Tamara's, oh, Emily, like, pull it back, pull it back.
Yeah. So they just all keep screaming fun until they believe it, okay? And then Vicky's like, if Kelly wants to come talk to me about calmly, you know, I'm all about that. But I'm not going to chase her. I'm going to ignore her. And then she does this. She puts two fingers up. Did you notice that? What does that mean? Like, not flipping you off because both fingers are up. She's like, yeah.
That means
like Vicky,
I've got
gang
two
signal.
Job opportunities for her, okay? But she has to come see me in my office.
These two fingers mean get a job, stupid.
Yeah. So now they go over to like the restaurant on the resort, and they're going to be making their own drinks and then later on a frisée salad. I mean, so much labor. So for the drinks, they have to pair up. And Tamara and Emily are going to be a duo because they're going to be friends. And Tamara's like, where do we go? Do we go on this side? And Emily's like, no, we go on this side, ding dong. Best friends, best friends. And Tamara's like, oh my God. Oh my God. Get this
one. Come on. I like the lady who is running the mixology course, because she's like, hey, ladies. Hi, ladies. Yes, ladies. Okay, we're going to have tequila and vodka, ladies, too, if you want to, ladies. Ladies, you're all going to learn how to make it tonight, ladies. Ladies, you look beautiful, ladies.
Why do you keep saying ladies? It's like a weird tic. She could just say ladies over and over.
She was just probably very nervous because she was like, oh my God, these women are going to destroy our restaurant. It's the only thing left in our resort that hasn't been ransacked.
I know their reputation precedes them. The busboys have all already told this crazy one what they're all up to. So she's like, okay, ladies, you're going to find our signature drink mixer in that shaker there. Grab it. And Tamara's like, my babs! My babs! My babs!
And Emily's like, you're going to love me, Tamara. You're going to love me. Yeah. Ooh, I'm giving you another hug. Yeah, best friends. Smacking your ass because we're girlfriends now. Smacking it. Tamara's like,
please make this stop. And they have to put sprigs of rosemary in it. And so they're tearing off the rosemary. And Kelly's like, smell my fingers. Ugh. One of the pink, one of the stink. Am I right?
So they make these drinks. And then Shannon's like,
well, I'm kind of ready for a little bit of food. Turns out that when you suffer a mild to severe concussion, your appetite actually increases. So could we move this Tres Amigas situation over to Tres Nachos situation? Please.
I'm MC Hammered! Yeah.
So Gabe, the chef, is like, all right, ladies, tonight you're making your own dinner. you'll be making a frisée salad. So you'll be having a sprig of crunchy lettuce and a few pieces of avocado and calling it a night. Okay, you think you're ready up for the challenge?
And he teaches them how to take the seed out of the avocado thing with a knife, where you stab it and then pull it out. And Emily's like, my advice would be not to mix knives with alcohol. This is a liability. Kelly is already committed to assaults, okay?
Gina, meanwhile, her mind is blown, because she clearly has never seen a single tutorial about how to, like, slice and open up and do whatever to an avocado. She's like,
I didn't know. I didn't know.
She didn't know that you, like, thwack the knife into the seed, yeah, into the pit.
And she's waving her knife around, she's scaring, like, Emily.
I didn't know. I had no idea. I didn't even know. You know what I used to do with avocados? I would just bite into it. I thought the peel, you could eat it. That's what I did. I didn't know.
So Tamara comes over to Kelly, and she's like, I just want you to know that I stood up for you, okay? I just want you to know that I said you shouldn't do that. And Bronwyn says, well, did you ever show them the text that Jolie was getting? And Tamara's like, what do you mean? She was getting texts? Why would anybody text such a... What are you talking about? Kelly's like, no, I'm not getting into that. I'm not getting into that, okay? But you know what? You said you stuck up for me, but then you continue to be friends with her. And I don't subscribe to that. I don't.
Meanwhile, Gina is over on the side trying to... She's got a vegetable peeler trying to peel the frisée.
I didn't know. I didn't know that you're not supposed to peel frisée. I didn't know.
How can you continue to be friends with someone who does these awful, disgusting things? She's disgusting. One of the pink and one of the stink, am I right? That was good, right?
Hey, chef, I'm going to grab my salad. I'm going to toss it, too. Don't get peanut butter and jealous about that, dork.
He's like,
okay. Peanut butter and jealous. Wow.
Peanut butter and I see what you did. I see what you did there. I'm going back to Best Buy. I'm going to resume to Best Buy.
Kelly is like, this is amazing. The dressing, all the papaya, all the accoutrements are amazing. Accoutrements.
Wait, this isn't a soup? I didn't know.
She's sitting there with a spoon trying to scoop it in.
She's eating it with her knife. So
this is a knife? I didn't know.
So Tamara's like, so, baby, our little baby, Gina, do you need some milk? And Gina's like, I have four kids, I got plenty of milk. Or something. She'd say, I have four kinds or four kids.
I don't know. Like, milk, at this point, I think I was still, like, so enraged.
Well, she doesn't have four kids, right? She has three kids. So
three,
she must
that we
have
know
said
of.
Kinds.
Yeah. Oh. So, that we, yeah, yeah, saucy. Well, I'm assuming that, like, her gather sign really is a fourth member of that family. So so Kelly's... Either way, Bronwyn basically offers up that she still lactates because she's basically been nursing for 19 years and her body just doesn't know what to do if it's not lactating. So it just lactates.
I just... You know, yay nature. I don't need to see all of nature. You know what I mean? I stay inside to avoid nature. Okay, thanks. Well, so Bronwyn's like, yeah, Bronwyn's probably still lactating. And Kelly's like, let me feel it. And then she opens... Bronwyn just pulls out her boob and Kelly starts squeezing her nipple until milk comes out. And even Tamara's like, wow, I've officially seen everything.
Tamara goes, we're at the dinner table, by the way. I'm like, Tamara, you were the one who took photos of Vicky Gummelson bearing her boobs in Ireland, and you got in trouble with the FBI because you sent it to, like, a teenager or some weird shit like that.
Oh, yeah, child porn. Wasn't it something like distributing porn to a child or
it
something?
It somehow got like God. In like her daughter's hand. God, I don't know. It was some ridiculous thing that was so hilarious. Like it's like the most hilarious the FBI has ever been was trying to crack down on Tamara doing accidental child porn.
Okay, so then we take a turn here that I don't like, Emily. You better watch your ass, Emily. So Tamara's like, so, Emily, what about your dance? And Emily's like, oh, well, I mean, it was fun. I messed it up, as Kelly Dodd pointed out. I'm like, okay, don't try not to diss Kelly, who is the one who went to support you, just because you're trying to be friendly with Tamara. That's so shitty.
Yeah, don't do that, okay? You're the one who messed up a heel touch. Even I could do that. Actually,
and then we get a clip again. We get a clip again of Kelly being like, of Emily saying, I messed up. And Ellie going, yeah, you messed up. You messed up. You did.
Yeah.
You did.
It was terrible. It was terrible. I was like, get that waitress off the stage. Oh, it's you. It's Emily. You're a dork.
So then we find out they did a secret scene after Vegas, yeah, where they went to, instead of a rec room, like a wrecking room or what, an anger room, they just went to a junkyard and started hitting cars. But Kelly destroying pointed things. A pig on a car hood and said, "This is Vicky's face," and then punched it.
Yeah,
which I'm shocked that it's Tamara. I'm shocked that it's Tamara that is the one that brings this up. Actually,
yeah. So, then like it's like, what, you were wrecking things? And so Kelly's like, well, I put her face on the car and I crushed it. If you really want to know, I'm like, well, technically you drew a pig on the car, but
yeah. And so Vicky goes, I'm ugly. I get it. I know.
I felt bad. I actually felt bad for Vicky at that point. I know people don't like to hear that, but like, as awful as Vicky is, like, it's. God, I do feel bad hearing her say, like, I'm ugly, I get it. I'm like, that's not fair. That only on the inside, Vicky. Only on the inside.
I don't feel sorry for her, because I think she just does that to be a big fucking victim whenever she knows she's wrong. You know, she's like, I'm so ugly. Because what are you going to say to somebody? You know, you have to be like, no, you're not. Which, of course, even Kelly does. Okay. She's like, no, I don't think you're ugly. I was just saying that you were ugly because Slade Smiley said it, and I know that it made you mad. So I said, I don't think you're pretty.
I don't think you're ugly at all. And they put up a tweet on screen that has Kelly saying, that facelift Vicky got really did malfunction. So, yeah, then it becomes like, she's like, I think you're pretty. I think you're pretty, too. But you're really pretty. You're pretty. No, you're pretty. You're pretty. Mm. And I was going to say, at Tamara's house, get a job. I was going to say, your hair, get a job. Your hair looked really pretty.
It's so disheartening for me to sit here and look at you. You don't know what you've done to me. I've always been on your side.
I never did anything to you. I only called you a pig because because Slade did. And I know that hurts your feelings, but I don't think you're a pig. I only drew it on the car because I knew Slade would draw it on the car. That's all.
I surrender. Okay? I surrender. And Bron was like, let's please switch chairs, okay? It's time for them to make up. Did we cut off?
Yeah, we cut off for a second there, but that's okay. Oh.
They've switched places to make up, and Kelly's now sobbing, and Vicky just keeps going, I surrender. We have so much history. I surrender. Listen. Okay, I surrender.
Mama's all right. Daddy's all right. They just got a little weird. Surrender.
You see, Gina, that's all you really needed to do.
So Vicky's like, hearing her pain, it makes me feel bad. At least I don't do cocaine comment. I mean, that one. Remember when I said she does cocaine because she does cocaine, which I heard from somebody in a hairdresser. You know, I'm sorry that I heard things.
You know, seeing her being reduced to tears and totally vulnerable and sad and pathetic, I suddenly felt bad for her, and now I feel bad. So, okay, I take it back. That's all people want sometimes. They just want to reduce people to tears.
So she's
That's
like,
all.
I don't do cocaine. I don't do trains. I don't love T-Pain. And I'm not insane, okay? Everything rhymed.
I surrender. Hands up. I put my hands up because I surrender.
So then they cry and hug, and Tamara's like, I did that. So they're hugging, and then Vicky goes, okay, Kelly, I'm so glad that we got through this. And Kelly goes, I loved you. Jolie used to love you. She goes, but I love Jolie. She goes, she hates you now. You ruined her. It's like, I didn't ruin Jolie, Kelly. She goes, yes, you did. You did.
You ruined
just,
her.
I surrender. Okay, I surrender.
She doesn't even do drama classes anymore. She only does tennis because of you. Jolie's like, yeah, Mom, about that, so...
She started doing cocaine because of you.
Surrender.
So Tamara's like, success. And
miracle of
Shanna's
Miraval.
Like, cheers to the miracles of Miraval. Wah! And then it's just shows Kelly's face sob cheering.
So then now that they've had this massive breakthrough, they all go back to the villa, and Bronwyn gets into the hot tub like in her bra. And then, and Shannon's like,
Tamara, you've got competition. Bronwyn is almost naked in the hot tub.
It's like, she couldn't even finish the sentence before Tamara was fully naked and just like in the hot tub, just jumping in, learning nothing from last year when she broke her foot by jumping into the tub.
Yeah. So that wasn't the end? What else happened? Because I thought the end was the miracle of Miraval.
Oh, it should have been the end, but the show just sort of kept going for no reason. It just sort
of
like,
sorry, guys. I stopped taking notes. No, I thought it was over. So tell me the end.
It felt like it really should have been. At one point, I was like, why is this show still going? Okay, so Tamara jumps into this pool, and Vicky's at the window, and she's like, Tamara, you need to stop that. You're a grandmother and a mother. You need to stop that. You need to stop that. Stop that. Stop that. Shannon, tell your friend to stop. I surrender. Tell your friend to stop it. So Tamara's like, Vicky, like, to be a member of the Tres Amigas, you have to be willing to stay up all night and drink and get naked and party. So Vicky is getting kicked out of the Tres Amigas.
Oh, did Vicky hear?
No, she was just joking. And so then over in the hot, so that was in like the pool actually. And then in the hot tub, Gina and Emily were sitting in the hot tub bonding. And Emily's basically like, you look pretty. She's like, thanks. I don't feel that pretty. I feel pretty stupid because I didn't even know how to open up an avocado. I didn't even know an avocado was a fruit. I thought it was a type of bank account, okay? I didn't know.
She's trying to cut the water in the hot tub with her knife. Like, yeah. Please put the knife away.
Yeah. So then Bronwyn comes over to their hot tub and she's like, you guys mind if I jump in here? Because it was like really cold in the other pool. So she comes in, but now Bronwyn is topless. And Gina's like, oh my God, like, go put on a bikini. She's like really uncomfortable by all the nudity. And then Tamara shows up and now Tamara's nude. So Gina is like, oh my God. So,
God.
And then inside where Shannon and Kelly were hanging out inside and Shannon's like,
can you imagine being outside right now, being wet? No way. I would not do it.
And you know, then they're all like, well, it's called getting old, you know? And Vicky's like, I can't believe I'm going to be 57. 57, can you believe it? I'm going to be 57. So they're talking about that. And then back in the hot tub, Emily, they start talking about, like porn. Like, Emily starts talking about, like, furries, like, the whole furry scene and everything. And that somehow that like leads to discussion of kinkiness or whatever, but it basically gets to like threesomes. And like, I forget how it gets into it, but basically someone asked Bronwyn, I think Bronwyn says something about threesomes and like, do you like threesomes? And she's like, yeah. Like, do you like watching them or doing them? And she's like, I won't answer. And then we find out that she and Sean do threesomes on special occasions, like big birthdays. But Bronwyn is the one, but he's not allowed to like have sex with the other woman. Bronwyn is the one who like goes down on the other woman, or sometimes that woman goes down on Bronwyn. And I'm like, at this point, I'm like, you know, we are like 10 minutes after that cooking scene. Why are we like, this is fine, but like, why are we watching this?
You're trying to one up this, but you can't even one up that with a threesome story. You know, it's like, it's so sad that your threesome story is boring me. Sorry.
Yeah. And so, and then there's like this jokey stuff, like who would Bronwyn bring in to be her third? And she's like, Tamara. So it's like, ha ha ha. I'm like, I don't know why the episode's still going on. It climaxed 10 minutes ago. And then it just sort of ends. And then next week, Ronnie, what you missed, the previews for next week, special guest star, Alexis Bellino. Yeah.
Oh, Alexis. Alexis has had some turns in life.
They did not, I mean, unless I've forgotten, I don't think Alexis was in any of the, I don't think she was in the mid-season trailer or the full-season trailer. So when they showed, it shows Emily meeting up, I think it was Emily meeting up with, maybe it was Gina. Doesn't matter. The point is it was Alexis Bellino. And I was like, yes!
Oh,
yes,
hell yes.
Yes. Yes.
Well, this season continues to impress me just because I'm still with it. Now, of course, I turned it off 10 minutes ago thinking it was over. But, you know, I don't blame them. I blame myself for that one.
Well, either way, it was still a really good episode. You did the right thing. You truly missed nothing. It was like a stupid thing at the end. Although I would not be surprised if like in 3 episodes, we're going to have Tamara saying, well, you know, Bronwyn does threesomes and she goes down on girls and she's a lesbian. You have to be careful. Like, I would not be surprised if it comes back. Like,
oh God,
it was a little too weird.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Cause they're so uptight on this show about stuff like that. I mean, there've been, it's just crazy how a couple years can change things. I did not have sex with multiple partners.
Yeah.
Brahm was like, yeah, we have threesomes.
That's exactly. Yeah.
Where we're at now, 2019.
Exactly. So you guys, thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with Real Housewives of Dallas. We'll have a bonus episode this week. We haven't recorded it yet, but we're going to do a shot-by-shot breakdown of the New Jersey trailer. If you haven't watched the Jersey trailer, whoa. Whoa. Magali, whoa. It is so good. Again, Magali. Our tickets for Austin go on sale on Friday, but if you're Patreon, you can get them now. And then next week, we are going to Atlanta. I didn't mention this, but we have a low ticket alert for the early show. Not a lot of tickets left there. We do have tickets left for the late show. And honestly, come to both shows because we're going to have an amazing time. Anytime we do New York, we've never had a bad... Well, we've never had a bad show anyway, but the New York shows are always super fun. So come join us.
They're always lit.
Watch what crappens do what quam. And Ronnie, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
I am a force for good.
I am a force for courage.
And for calm.
I am a force for safety.
For fairness.
For leadership.
I am a force for the future.
For compassion.
For my community.
I am a police officer.
And I am a force for all.
Be one of the 20,000 new police officers and be a force for all that you believe in. Search Join the Police.